business process outsourcing, BPO, which involves subcontracting various business-related operations to a third-party provider, is considered one of the most promising areas for spurring job creation and development in the Jamaican economy. As part of the Jamaica Promotion Corporation, JAMPRO's long-term strategy to increase the number of jobs in the BPO industry, the agency has partnered with Avocent Foundation, a U.S.-based not-for-profit organization, to undertake a developmental training program for high-potential youth in Kingston. The project, under the Avocent Digital Youth Employment Initiative, provides hands-on skill development training and employment opportunities for young people between the ages 18 to 26 years in underdeveloped and emerging economies. Executive Director, Avocent Foundation, Chitra Rajeshwari, says the California-based organization is carrying out a total of 4 training sessions in Jamaica, 2 in Kingston and 2 in Montego Bay, St. James. With the University of Technology, UTEC, as one of the many partners, the sessions are being held on the university campus in both parishes.
We started our first training on May 16th in Kingston, and we had 30 bright students who attended the class and graduated last Saturday. I can guarantee that we would easily have close to 95% success rate in getting them hired.
But how does Avocent go about ensuring that graduates from the program gain employment? Ms. Rajeshwari explains that Avocent partners with the BPO companies as the intention is to have them not only hire the students, but to also help in the training process.
Because the training is specially designed for the contact center industry, it is good to have trainers from the industry so that they train our students, and by the time they've done with the 4 weeks training, they are completely ready to join the contact center industry.
The second in the series of training sessions is now underway in Montego Bay, with a total of 28 students participating. The training program covers a range of focus areas, including deportment, communication skills, professionalism in the workplace, technology in the workplace, and customer service. Ms. Rajeshwari says the program is such that at the end of the training, the students would have been fully prepared for entry-level jobs.
Then when they go for interview, they know how to conduct themselves, they know how to dress, they know how to make eye contact, they know how to have a body posture, and they're able to answer the questions that are asked because they've already been prepped on how to stay engaged during an interview process.
Executive Director, Avocent Foundation, Chitra Rajeshwari. Participants are specially selected. Students must be between the ages of 18 to 26 years, possess a government-issued ID, and have a minimum of 4 CXC subjects, which should include English language and mathematics. Meanwhile, Marketing and Communications Manager at JAMPRO, Kenesha Nooks, says the agency is happy to be partnering with Avocent on the Digital Youth Employment Initiative. Ms. Nook says JAMPRO is carrying out its role to increase the number of jobs in the BPO sector to over 30,000 by the year 2020.
So we saw this as a perfect opportunity. We're taking on and embracing as a CSR, a corporate social responsibility, to train youth who don't normally have access to this kind of capacity building and to help them in skills in the BPO sector.
Ms. Nooks commends Avocent Foundation for the work it has been doing to empower young Jamaicans, providing them with an opportunity to gain employment and to be a part of a more formal system.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here host yet?
No, they might do an next census or something.
No, man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informal survey to me, you know. Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No, man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey are gonna help them to get more up-to-date information, and then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convince me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.